Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
A happy Thursday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a lot going on today. We got the first round of the PGA Championship underway right now at Valhalla. We'll talk about that. We got the afternoon pairings getting ready to tee off. We'll give out some best bets in some of the three balls. Crucial game 6 in Minneapolis tonight between the Nuggets and the T-Wolves. We'll dive into that. Also got 2 hockey games that we'll talk about during playoff Peach. Matt Horner will join me in the middle of the show for Model Making Money. And then the NFL schedule release was yesterday. I'll give out my 5 favorite bets for week 1 in the NFL. We'll wrap everything up with my favorite plays for today. Couple games that I really like on today's card. As always, any questions, comments, anything you guys have, you've thrown at some baseball questions to me, any football questions, golf, basketball, whatever on your mind, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/OdysseySports. And as always, if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session, and it's time for a little golfing with Glasser. We'll do some 3 balls for these afternoon pairings. Bring in my producer, Shawnee Sharp. Who's our first group up?
Yeah, Peach, the first one teeing off here at 1:17 p.m. Eastern time. We got, you know, thank God we have Taylor Gooch finally in a major here. Taylor Gooch at plus 150, Cam Davis here at plus 200, and Harris English at plus 180.
So Harris English was my guy last week at Quail Hollow for the Wells Fargo Championship. I'm going to run it back with him. I thought that at the PGA this week, that the shorter hitters might struggle a little bit. And Harris English is a shorter hitter, but he tends to play long courses and difficult courses pretty well, major championship type courses. But like Cam Smith's playing well today. Eric Cole so far is playing well today. So very scoreable conditions. Harris English is the best player of these 3. I'll take him at plus 180.
All right, next one is teeing off at 1:23 p.m. Eastern time. Siwoo Kim at plus 150, Alex Noren at plus 165, or Tom Hoagie at plus 225.
Yeah, I'm going to take Noren at plus 165. It definitely helps to have a really good short game at this course. Again, Cam Smith is 4 under par right now. Jordan Spieth is 3 under par right now. You're talking about some of the guys with the best short game. Noren is a short game specialist. Excellent around the greens, struggles a little bit off the tee, but today it looks like with the conditions being as good as they are, it's not hurting you. I'll take Alex Noren at plus 165.
All right, next one is at 1:39 p.m. Eastern time. We got Minwoo Lee at plus 138, Chris Kirk at plus 188, or Billy Horschel at plus 210.
So it's funny, this week when we were handicapping the PGA Championship, right, we talked about the fact that we want to back golfers this week that hit it long and hit it straight. And we talked about Koepka, we talked about Rory, we talked about Bryson, Zalatoris, all these guys. One of the guys we didn't mention, though, was Minwoo Lee, and I like him in this 3-ball. Minwoo Lee can absolutely pound it off the tee, hits bombs. I like him. Tends to play some difficult courses pretty well. I think it's a good price in this 3-ball with Chris Kirk and Billy Horschel. So I'll take Minwoo Lee in this 3-ball.
Yeah, let him cook. Now we're the next one is at 2:01 p.m. Eastern time. We have Colin Morikawa at even money, Matt Fitzpatrick at +165, or Phil Mickelson at +375.
I really like this one. I think you're getting a great price. Let's throw Phil Mickelson out of there, right? He's not going to beat Matt Fitzpatrick or Colin Morikawa. So essentially, it's a head-to-head. Who's going to have the better score, Morikawa or Matt Fitzpatrick? Both guys, when they're right, should play well on a golf course like this. Matty Fitz has not been in good form as of late, and Morikawa has been in good form. And he's a two-time major champion. He's won the PGA before. I think Morikawa, even money, is the bet. So I like him quite a bit in this three-ball.
All right, 2:12 p.m. Eastern time. John Rahm at +110, Cam Young at +175, or Ricky Fowler at +300.
Yeah, this was a tough one. I was going back and forth between Rahm and between Cam Young. I actually took Cam Young, first round leader, at 50-1 before the tournament started. Xander's at like 9-under right now, so it doesn't look like that's going to hit, but I do like him to have a really good round one. Cam Young on these kind of courses, these kind of major venues where you have to drive it well and you have to be a good putter, tends to do pretty well. John Rahm, we'll see how he bounces back after a disappointing showing at Augusta for the Masters, but I like Cam Young and I like the price at +175, especially for the first couple rounds. I'll take a stab with him in that three ball.
All right, next one is at 2:18 p.m. Eastern time. We got Sung Jam at +175, Christian at +180, or Bo Hostler at +250.
Sung Jae-im was a guy that I was looking at this week at potentially taking. Again, I felt like this course set up very similar with Caves Valley, Wilmington Country Club, some of the clubs that they've played the BMW Championship at the last 4 or 5 years. Also the Memorial Tournament, Jack Nicklaus's golf tournament, and his golf course there at Muirfield Village. This course had a similar feel, and Sung Jae tends to play pretty well on those courses. So I'll take a stab with Sung Jae in this three ball. I think it's a good price. I really don't see Bo Hostler having a good week. But Zadenhout, I think I would like a little bit more if the conditions were a little bit tougher, but I'll take Sung Jae +125.
All right, Peach, actually, we have a question here in the YouTube chat from B Mills. We're about to talk about this group here in a second. Brian Harman to miss the cut is at +162.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all, B-Mills. I think that's a really good look. Again, I really thought the shorter hitters would struggle this week, but like Cam Smith has been really good so far. Eric Coles, I mentioned, has been pretty good too. Brian Harman has not been playing good golf this season. He really hasn't been, especially on these tough courses, these elevated type events, whether it's majors or it's the Players, Arnold Palmer Invitational, Genesis Invitational, whatever it may be. He hasn't been good, and I certainly don't like him in this three ball today with Scottie Scheffler and Wyndham Clark. I know it's -135, but let's be honest. Like, you know Scottie's shooting at least a 3 or 4 under today, especially with how the course is playing. If Wyndham Clark goes out and shoots a 5 or 6 under, so be it. He beats us, but I'm not going to take that chance. Only +240. I would need a little bit more value. I'd lay the juice with Scottie at -135. I like the fact that Xander's actually posting such a high number that Scottie has to kind of go into chase mode, and I think that's just going to bring the best out of him. So I'll take Scheffler in this three ball.
All right, Peach, we got one more question here, and then I'll also give you the last group here on YouTube from Jay Klopsenstein. He's wondering, these are first-round only three-ball bets, correct? So if you just want to clarify for everyone in the chat.
Correct, yes. Just for the first round, these three-ball prices, they'll change tomorrow. Obviously, these guys will go back out in their same pairings, but the odds will change based on how guys score today. So Xander, the fact that he's leading the golf tournament and likely will lead today, after the first round, his price won't be as good heading into tomorrow as it was today.
All right, so the last group I got here for you is at 2:34 p.m. Eastern time. Your guy, Patrick Cantlay at +105, Willie Z at +135, or Camilo Vilgas at +450.
It's between Willie Z or Patrick Cantlay. Both are at plus money. Zalatoris is 66-1 to win this tournament, and he's not swinging as hard as he was early on in his career because he missed all of last season with the back injury. And this course is 7,600 yards, so you need all the length that you can get. I've talked about it this week. I think Cantlay is a great play this week. And look, Xander Schauffele, Tony Finau right now, they're at the top of the leaderboard. It just only makes sense that maybe Cantlay joins the pack, right? You think of like those three golfers in kind of the same grouping, world-class players, guys that win all over the world but can't win big events. So Cantlay, I just think, is even that much better of a play, +105 to win that three ball. All right, let's talk some playoff hoops, some playoff hockey. We will start with a crucial game six tonight in Minneapolis between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. The Wolves, 2.5-point favorites. The total is 204.5. This series has been awesome, right? Minnesota goes into Denver. They win the first two games. Then Denver goes into Minnesota and wins the next two. Finally, we get a home team win a game in game five of that series. I think it's interesting heading into this game, and I think it's a really good buy low spot on Minnesota. They were 4.5-point favorites in game three and game four, and now the perception around both of these teams is just completely heading in the opposite direction. I see things like Stephen A. Smith already apologizing to the city of Denver when they haven't even won the series yet. The series is not over, and Minnesota is favored to win tonight. I like them to win the game. I would also look at them to win this series at plus 375. I think that's a great price because they're minus 135 tonight. And then that game seven against Denver, they're probably going to be like 4.5-point dogs. So you're getting a really good price there, plus 375, if you do like Minnesota. Their defense is good enough to win them these next two games. We saw that the first two games of the series. I expect a great effort from them tonight. I think they take care of their home court, and then I think we head back to Denver for a game seven. A prop that I would look at, Anthony Edwards, over 2.5 three-pointers. Game three and game four of this series in Minnesota, he had 3 three-pointers and 5 three-pointers. So usually when players are at home, they shoot the ball much better. You feed off the energy of the crowd. Anthony has been that way in game three and game four. And with the season on the line and his team facing elimination, I expect him to kind of carry the team tonight for the Timberwolves. Carl Anthony Towns has obviously been hit or miss this series. Jade McDaniel, same thing. Anthony Edwards only had 18 points in game five. I'm expecting a bounce back. So I like that prop as well. As for playoff hockey tonight, I really like the Rangers at plus 140 against Carolina. We've kind of called this series so far. Hurricanes win game four, then they go back to MSG for game five, and everybody just kind of assumes that the series is over. Rangers haven't lost at home this entire postseason, and then Carolina wins that game. Now, all of a sudden, we head back to Raleigh for game six, and everybody thinks that maybe, just maybe, Carolina can come back and win this series, because game seven is probably going to be a pick 'em. If not, Carolina might even be small favorites in that game. But the Rangers have Shesterkin, and I think he's going to carry them tonight. I also, in certain spots, like betting at like 3-1 for games in the Stanley Cup playoffs to go to overtime. I think this is a great look because this is truly, it's truly a must-win for Carolina, but it's also really, really a must-win for New York. You don't want to drop three straight and head back to game seven with a winner-take-all. So I think this game's going to be low-scoring. I like the under. I think it's going to be tightly played, and I think it's probably going to head to overtime, but I like the Rangers at plus 140. As for the Oilers and Canucks, Edmonton is the favorite at minus 145. The Canucks have been dogs in every game this series, and they really could have won every game so far in the series. So if they keep disrespecting Vancouver, I'll keep taking them at plus money. I like the Canucks tonight, plus 120 against the Oilers. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Corner, who is standing by to give out some bets all across the sports landscape. Matt, before we find out what you like on the card for today, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us?
Yeah, so we got a five-star play going on in baseball today. Last time I was on here, I gave the Cavs +8.5 in the first half. I believe that was game two, and that won. Let's see if we can do it today. We got the Rays and the Red Sox over 7.5 total. That's what the model likes. It's projecting this one at 8.5 runs, so we're getting a full run of value here according to the model. Cooper Criswell, 2.10 ERA, but he has a 3.44 expected ERA, so it's expecting a little bit of regression there from him. So it likes the over at this lower total of 7.5 here in this game.
All right, yeah, I like it. Red Sox unders have been, like, ridiculous the last 15 games or something, so maybe expecting an over there in Fenway. Matt, what about you? What are some of your favorite bets on the card today?
Yeah, so I'm going to the Diamond as well for my two favorite bets tonight. I talked about this one on the Daily Boost podcast this morning. I love the Pittsburgh Pirates against my Chicago Cubs tonight. Jared Jones on the mound, the right-hander, has been spectacular for the Pirates, and amazing as a rookie. He has a 3.08 expected ERA, 2.73 xFIP, and I think he can shut down the Cubs lineup, which has been kind of mid against right-handers. Then on the Pirates side, they're going to be taking on Justin Steele, the lefty. They tagged him for 6 runs the other night in his last start. He hasn't even pitched 5 innings. I think he's just kind of getting settled in at this point. Plus, the Pirates, they have a fantastic offense against left-handers, way better than they are against right-handers. 111 WRC plus against lefties, 77 against righties. I think the Pirates here getting plus money are great value, so I'm going to take the Pirates there. I'm also going to take the Athletics on the money line at plus 180, which is massive, I know. I don't like Christian Javier. He's regressed significantly in the past 2 seasons. 5.87 xFIP so far this year. He's getting crushed. The Athletics, they have a sneaky offense against right-handers. They actually are 10th in Major League Baseball with a 101 WRC plus, so I think they can tag him for a bit tonight. They got a better bullpen advantage. The Astros are 29th in xFIP in the bullpen. So overall, you're getting plus 180 here on the Athletics, and I think that's some significant value. So I'll take the A's on the money line and the Pirates on the money line.
Yeah, I like both, though, especially the Oakland play. They keep disrespecting the A's in this series. Hopefully they can get a win. Let's talk some NBA, Matt. Crucial game 6 tonight in Minneapolis, Denver, and the T-Wolves. This is the smallest we have seen Minnesota favored at home so far in this series, only 2.5-point favorites. Feels like everybody just thinks Denver's going to kind of keep rolling and close out this series tonight. I like Minnesota. What say you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the same side, honestly, in this one. I like Minnesota. Everybody seems to like Denver to close this one out. You got 76% of the bets on the money line, 65% of the spread, all on Denver. People don't think the Timberwolves can win this game, but they're favorites for a reason tonight at home, and I think you're going to get their absolute best effort tonight in this game, backs against the wall at home. So go ahead, and I'll take the Timberwolves here as well on the money line. I just, for some reason, people think Denver is just going to close this out and they're just going to fold. I like the Wolves, so give me the Wolves in that one.
Totally agree. What about in the other two series? We got the Pacers trying to force a game 7 tomorrow. We got the Thunder trying to do the same thing. Do you see either of those teams forcing a game 7, or do you think the Knicks and the Mavs close it out tomorrow night?
Well, I will tell you, I think the Knicks will close it out. I am not a fan of the Pacers. I already sprinkled the Knicks at plus 5.5 in that game. I think they're going to win the game outright and close out the Pacers. If you're going to bet one of these guys to force a game 7, I would take the Thunder. I don't entirely trust the Mavs, to be quite honest, and the Thunder are the number one seed for a reason. So if anybody's going to force a game 7, I would say the Thunder. Haven't played anything in that game, but if you're going to take one, I'd say the Thunder had the best chance there.
Yeah, I totally agree with you in both of those games. Anything that you're doing in playoff hockey tonight? I really like the Rangers. I lean towards the Canucks in the two games tonight. Anything that you're on?
Yeah, I was just listening to you there. I like the Rangers as well. The Hurricanes seem to have the momentum right now. People are going to start to love them because they are the more talented team. But at this price, plus 140, plus 136, somewhere on there, I think it's a great bet to take the Rangers tonight to close this series out. And I also like the under in both of these games. Playoff hockey, these head coaches, they seem to play much more conservatively. In the first round, game 6s and 7s, they averaged 2.83 goals per game, which is ridiculously low. And I think we could see the same thing here with some of these games. So I love the under in both games. And yes, just as you were saying, the Rangers tonight, I think they will close out the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, I love it. Great nugget there on as the longer these series go, we tend to see lower scoring games. Then, Matt, before I let you go, I see you repping your Chicago Bears hat there. We had the NFL schedule release out last night. They get the Titans in week 1. They're 4.5-point favorites right now. Maybe some thoughts on that game and any other games that got your attention in week 1.
Yeah, 4.5-point favorites. I mean, the Bears historically in week 1 have not been great, but they are facing the Titans, who just, you know, I don't really like the Titans at all. I just think they kind of suck. Yeah. We do have a rookie quarterback that's going to be starting for us, but so that's a little scary there with Caleb Williams. We don't know how he's going to do, but I haven't bet that game yet, honestly. So I haven't really looked a ton into the NFL, even with the schedule release. One thing I will give out here, though, in terms of the NFL next year, Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. I sprinkled him coach of the year at 13-1. He is bound to win this year at some point, and I think he has a really great chance to win it this coming year. The Packers are going to be there. I think they're a little underrated in that first game. I might be betting the Packers against the Eagles. The Eagles are just kind of on a downturn, so but I like LaFleur 13-1. That's something I have sprinkled for the NFL season next year.
All right, very good. Matt, great talking to you, man. A lot of good stuff across a bunch of different sports. Good luck to you tonight. We'll do it again next week.
Sure. Thanks, BJ.
Yeah, man, no problem. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, speaking of the NFL, I have looked at the Week 1 card, giving myself, you know, going through some games, thinking about what are some lines that intrigue me here early on in the season, and it's time for some PJ Pick 5. I'll give out my five favorite bets. The first one, we will start with the Cleveland Browns at plus 100 against the Dallas Cowboys in Week 1. I love this spot. Now, Dallas is catching a big break, the fact that they play at Cleveland in September, and they don't have to play there in late November or December. With that being said, if you follow the NFL, you know the splits with Dallas, especially the last couple of years, when they play at home or when they play on turf, and then when they have to go outside and play on natural grass. And they're not the same offense. Cleveland has returned a bunch of guys from injury. A lot of expectations heading into this season, and they boost that really good defense that was so good at home last season. I really don't see that changing. This just feels like one of those games where, like, Dak is really going to struggle. He's going to have a couple turnovers, and I think the Browns find a way to win. So I'll take Cleveland plus 100 against Dallas. My second favorite play is going to be Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders on the road, plus 4.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, normally, if I'm getting a rookie quarterback and a first-year head coach on the road, probably wouldn't take them, but this is really all about a fade of the Bucs, and it's like Todd Bowles laying 4.5. Baker Mayfield's coming off this great season, right? It just feels like there's going to be some regression in Tampa Bay, and there's so much excitement about Washington heading in to this new season. You got a new front office. You feel like you got your franchise quarterback. You got a new head coach. There's just, living in this area, I can tell you guys, I haven't seen Commanders fans this excited ever in my entire life, because there's finally hope that maybe this franchise can head into the right direction. I think they'll give a great performance in Week 1. Think it's too many points. I'll take Washington plus 4.5 against the Bucs. Then we got the season opener, the Chiefs against the Ravens. This line opened at Chiefs -3, but now that it has dipped under that and it is -2.5, I like Kansas City in the game. Now, Baltimore might be the better all-around team, but for 1 week, I like Kansas City in this spot because Baltimore has a lot that they have to replace heading in to this season. They got to replace 3 offensive linemen. They got to replace their defensive coordinator in Mike McDonald, who for my money was the best defensive coordinator in football. They got to replace Davion Clowney, who was great for them. Patrick Queen, who was great for them. Geno Stone had 7 interceptions for them. So they got a lot of moving parts, a lot of things that they got to change. And like Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid really aren't the ideal matchup that you want to see on the road when you're trying to figure all that stuff out in Week 1. The Ravens, always, whenever they go up against the Chiefs, they always try and have Lamar kind of out-duel Mahomes through the air instead of sticking to the run game. You got Derrick Henry now. There's no reason to try and unleash Lamar, stick to the ground game. I don't trust the Ravens to do that. I'll take the Chiefs -2.5. Then we got the Jets +6.5 against the 49ers. It just feels like all the storylines around this game, it's just too perfect not to like the Jets in this matchup. You got Aaron Rodgers, who's a Bay Area kid, likely going back to San Francisco for the final time and playing against the 49ers. You got Robert Saleh, who's the head coach of the Jets, who used to be the defensive coordinator there in San Francisco. And of course, you have Rodgers returning to Monday Night Football, where he got hurt on the first possession last year. They're putting him right back there on the road against that defensive front with Nick Bosa and all those guys. I like the Jets plus 6.5. I like the Jets probably to win this game outright, quite frankly. Maybe you hold off to see if you do get a plus 7. I don't think you will, though. I would take the Jets at plus 6.5. Rodgers, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, the offense should be much improved, and then that defense, as we know, is really, really good. I like the Jets to keep it close. And then finally, my fifth play is going to be the Bengals, minus 8.5 against the Patriots. Looking through all the week one games, this is the largest spread on the board. The Bengals will be my survivor play, and I'm also going to lay the 8.5 with them. I think they win this game by double digits. Likely a rookie quarterback in Drake May, a rookie head coach in Jerod Mayo, their first NFL game, right? Mayo's coaching in his first NFL game. You have May starting in his first NFL game on the road, and Joe Burrow's coming back from injury. Ja'Marr Chase is in a contract year. T. Higgins, I think he's going to be out there. He wants to make a ton of money. I just think the Bengals get off to a hot start. The only thing that would concern me is that they have the Chiefs looming in week two, and you know they're looking forward to that game. So during the entire offseason, how much prep is going into the Patriots, because there's a lot of unknown. You don't know what Mayo's going to do. You don't know what Drake May is going to essentially look like. There's not going to be much film on him. And obviously, we know how badly the Bengals look forward to those Chiefs games and how badly they want to beat them. So that's my only cause for concern, is maybe there's a little bit of a look ahead for Cincinnati, but they are just so much better and so much more talented than the Patriots that I don't really think it matters. So I'll take the Bengals minus 8.5. Those are my five favorite plays for week one in the NFL. Love Cleveland on the money line, Washington plus the points, Chiefs minus 2.5, Jets plus 6.5, and the Bengals minus 8.5 against the Patriots. All right, guys, time to wrap up the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Real quick, an update of the leaderboard for the PGA Championship. Xander, he is in the clubhouse, 9 under par, shot a 62 today. Tony Finau is at 6 under par. How about Rory, 5 under par today, along with Bob McIntyre, and then Ben Coles right now is in 5th at 4 under par. Obviously, we got Scheffler, we got Rahm, we got Morikawa, we got a bunch of firepower getting ready to tee off in a little bit as well. As for today's plays, going streaking, we took this guy last week, it worked out well for us, we're going back to him. Nick Castellanos has faced Jose Quintana 44 times in his career. He's gotten 12 hits off him. That's good for a .273 batting average. Get us to 7 straight today, Nick. I like him to do it against the left-hander, Jose Quintana. My prop lock is going to be Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, over 2.5 threes today for the Wolves at minus 140 against the Nuggets. Ant-Man in the 2 games so far at home in this series, 3 3-pointers and 5 3-pointers. He's going to be the aggressor tonight, right? He's got to set that tone. He's got to come out. The Wolves' season is on the line. They're facing elimination, and nobody likes him tonight. I haven't heard one person that's on Minnesota. I like the Wolves, and I think if you like the Wolves, you got to like Anthony Edwards to have a big game. So I'll take Ant-Man over 2.5 3-pointers. Dog of the day, really like the Rangers, plus the 140 against Carolina today. I think the Rangers are, even though the Hurricanes rate as the better team, the Rangers won the President's Cup. I think they're the better team with the better goaltender, and they got off to a 3-0 series lead. Hurricanes won that game 4. Go back to MSG. The Rangers were up 1-0 in the 3rd period. Carolina had a flurry of goals. Now they come back to Raleigh, and now things start to get interesting, right? Now you start hearing people talking about, is Carolina really going to do this? Are they going to come back in this series? Are they going to make history? Are they going to come back and they're going to go to the Eastern Conference Final? I would pump the brakes. I think the Rangers take care of business tonight. I think we're getting a great price on the Rangers at plus 140. This was a team that was undefeated. They were 7-0 in the postseason before these last 2 games, and now we're getting a plus 140 on them with maybe the best goaltender outside of Swayman in the sport. I'll take the Rangers tonight, plus 140 against the Canes. Shawnee Sharp, lot to bet on tonight. What are you going with? What's your best bet?
Yeah, Peach. Well, first off, like I said, I looked at the Bears schedule yesterday, and I think the best bet on the board here is 17-0. I don't see how they lose. I just don't. It doesn't make sense. But actually, I'm going to the most important game on the slate tonight, and it's going to be the Indiana Fever going up against the New York Liberty. I'm going Caitlin Clark over 20.5 points. Listen, people are saying that she didn't look great. She broke a record in her debut with most threes in a debut. Shots weren't falling for her early on. She only had 2 points, I think, in the first quarter. She got those 2 early fouls. They're ticky-tacky. I think WNBA is going to tell her, hey, let her play. Let her be out there. We need her to score. So I think in her home debut tonight, she's going to put up way over 20 points tonight. So I think that's easily my best bet tonight.
Are you going to the game, Shawnee Sharp, or will you be in
Unfortunately, I will be working. So I'll be watching from my apartment, though. So hopefully I'll be yelling loud enough so they can hear me.
Rooting Caitlin on. All right, over 20.5 points tonight against the Liberty. And my best bet is going to be Minnesota, minus 135 against the Nuggets tonight. Guys, this series to me, I'm a Washington Capitals fan, and the Caps, when they won the Stanley Cup, they played a series against the Tampa Bay Lightning that reminds me so much of this Wolves and Nuggets series, and I think the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to win the NBA Finals. I really do. I think they're going to win these next two games, and I think they're going to go win the Finals, and this series is playing exactly like that Caps series did. Caps went on the road. They won the first two games against Tampa. Then they lost the next three, and then they won the next two and won the series in seven. Tampa was the defending Stanley Cup champs that year, and here we go with the Denver Nuggets as the defending champs. So it can be done. Minnesota knows that they can beat this team. I think Anthony Edwards, they're going to need a big game out of him tonight. I think they get it. I like Ant-Man to have a huge game. I like the Wolves to win the game at minus 135. As for my favorite plays for today, to recap once more, Nick Castellanos going streaking is going to be my guy today, 12 for 44 in his career against Quintana. Ant-Man, over 2.5 three-pointers, my prop lock. Rangers, plus 140. It's going to be my dog of the day against Carolina. Shawnee Sharp's going with Caitlin Clark, over 20.5 points. And I will take the Wolves on the money line, minus 135 against the Nuggets, as my best bet for today. As always, appreciate you guys tuning in. A lot of great stuff today. Thanks for Matt Horner giving us all his insight on a bunch of different sports. Enjoy the golf. Enjoy the hoops. Enjoy the hockey. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And if you missed anything, as always, a reminder, you can get it on the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcasts. See you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.